Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's very nearly time for that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We've got a bunch of funny men in the house this evening. Say hello, boys.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
So who's who? We've got Rizzo Van Gazel. Yep. Say hello. We got Aaron Au and Sim Dong. Hello, hello.
That's actually a surname.
Au. Au.
Au. Okay.
The funny thing is, you're actually the first set of guests that we've ever had in the intro of the show, by the way. So just to let you know, just it's a kind of special.
Yeah, it's very special.
It's normally mine and Adeline's quiet time.
Yeah, it's our private time, yeah. You know, the first part.
How special.
How special, right. But we do have a giveaway because it's a special show. We are celebrating the 200th episode of One Mic Stand, which will be happening tomorrow. Tomorrow.
That's right.
We'll be talking a little bit more about that, obviously, in a few minutes.
And we're also giving out a pair of tickets to a 200th episode One Mic Stand tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we are. So all you have to do is answer a question that the lovely Adeline will ask you a little bit later on. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, it's at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. So stick with us. Stories. Story I've got is about... behavior of the police force in the Philippines.
Oh, my story is about CEO classes for three-year-olds.
This has got to be a China story, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I thought so. we'll be back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is...
Rizal.
This is...
Oh, Aaron.
This is...
Sim Tong.
There we go. Ladies and gents, we're going to be talking about the One Mic Stand 200th episode happening tomorrow over at...
Jaya One, PJLA Cabaret.
Okay. 200 episodes then.
That's
pretty big milestone, right?
Yeah. It's about 4 years in. And it's the longest, first and longest running weekly open mic dedicated for stand-up comedy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first few shows, the first couple of weeks?
I do. As myself and Kevin were the ones that started it.
Yeah.
We were playing 1-2 Juice to find out who was hosting that night. We had a full house. I remember they had to open up curtains at the side of the room. It was actually at the same time the PJLA management opened up this smaller room next to the main theater, and they called it the Cabaret.
Right.
But it seems well suited. The energy is great there.
Right.
It attracts a lot of students. That's a very student area.
Yeah.
And a lot of edgy stuff comes out when there's just young people in the room.
Right. You know, I bet.
These are, you know, they're delinquents. All of them. Yeah.
All of them.
I know. Even Barney's sitting across the table. Yeah, I'm looking at you, bro.
Yeah.
You joined them last week, right? You jumped up last week and did your first 3 minutes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's such a ways we didn't go, right, Richard?
I know. I mean, last week we were messaging her and me. And I said, you know, Barney was doing his first piece, his first stand-up tonight. And I feel bad that we're not there actually witnessing this, you know. And I'm like, has anybody got a video yet?
I know, because both of us, we were like, yes, Barney, we will attend. We will watch.
And then when he messaged me and said, hey, bro, I'm nervous. I'm like, what about? You know, he's just working in the morning. What are you talking about? And completely forgetting.
Nah, honestly, if you're doing stand-up, you don't want to have not even your own mum turn up. Right. Really. It's not something you want people to see what could potentially happen.
Especially your own mum.
Yeah, exactly.
So you two, your first stand-up appearance, do you remember that? Was it at the One Mic Stand as well?
Yeah, mine was at
Yours
One Mic Stand. Yeah.
Right. Do you remember, how did it go the first time?
It went well. Sometimes I think it went too well.
Right.
Because, like, it's kind of easier because it's like Rizal sets it up very nicely for you, or Kevin sets it up very nicely for you, and the crowd's just hot, you know?
Right.
And then, so I did that, you know, the first show, and then I thought, you know what? I got this figured out, you know?
And then so you think you've got it easy for the next time.
And then I went to another venue and I got it.
Right.
And then I just died.
Uh-oh.
Because it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It's very different.
What about Aaron?
Me, I first started in Comedy Kau Kau, Jason Leong's place. And then now no more already. the second show was in Armada Rockefellers with J1s and gang. And then after that, the third place I got to know about One Mic Stand because I asked Mr. Sim here, where was other venues that there's a comedy show, and he said, oh, come to One Mic Stand. And I was there in episode 57. It was still fresh.
What episode 57?
Yeah,
that was your first show?
First show.
What do you think about the venue there and the location about it that keeps it going on for so long? I mean, is it because of the student crowd, do you think?
The student crowd, the fact that there's a lot of traffic, people going there for restaurants, and such. And of course, there's the theater next to it, and they have, regular
shows. It's like a neighborhood mall as well.
It is a neighborhood mall. It is pretty much one of, within the next 2 kilometers, and then there's another mall.
That's like the entire of KL, right?
That's the entire KL, there you go, right? Which is all there just for air conditioning. Mm.
That's all I feel like I'm doing most of my life is running from one mall to another just to get the air conditioning.
You know, it's like a marathon. Yeah.
In Singapore, they've got it all figured out. They have coverings between the malls. It's quite smart, really. All right, we're going to take a short break, of course, and we'll be back maybe with some top tips, perhaps, from you guys about what it's like to get up on stage for the first time and do a bit of stand-up. Yeah?
Sure.
All right. Stay with us. We have a giveaway. What is it, Adeline?
We're giving away a pair of tickets to the 200th episode of One Mic Stand at PJ Live Arts Jaya 1. Now the question is, which year was One Mic Stand founded? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserved to win as well. If you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or as well, BFM TTON.
You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9.
You know the guys are discussing.
What year was it?
What year? They don't even know.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
Three funny men in the house. We have Rizal Van Gezel, we have
Aaron,
and we have Sim Tong. They're joining us. All have taken part in the One Mic Stand, getting up and doing your first. Maybe you're testing the grounds, perhaps, for your comedy, or maybe you just want to get up there and talk for 3 or 4 minutes. What I want to ask you fellas then is, if you were going to give beginners tips about what they could do about the first time they get up on stage. I mean, we have Barney in the studio, our intern, who obviously tried last week. And I know he was nervous beforehand and he was kind of thinking through his set a few times before he gets up on stage. What other pieces of advice would you perhaps give?
Breathe. seriously, because sometimes the butterflies in the stomach kick in. The adrenaline starts kicking in maybe 15 minutes, half an hour before you get on. Depending on the person, of course. And then what happens is you're so nervous, you take shorter breaths.
Right.
And then you lack the oxygen to your brain. And then when you're on stage,
you black out.
It has happened a lot. But you just remember, I catch my moments sometimes before I go on stage, like, why did I just hold my breath for like a couple of seconds?
Right.
And I did, I just did that. And I realized I did that. Because I was so nervous,
But I mean, for someone new who go up on stage and you're not used to the crowd, right, in front of you, I mean, how do you calm yourself apart from breathing then? When you want to start, tell your first joke and you just can't say it because you know what you want to say, but you can't say it.
Yeah, it's just,
just get over it and do it.
You just got to say it. I mean, it's not everybody's not comfortable in front of a crowd, I see you guys are in front of a real crowd, can really, bring the energy up.
Right.
I've seen that.
Right.
In fact, I think you're a bit, you're better at that than right here when nobody else is listening.
I love you.
But so, like Sim and Aaron also, they were natural. The first time they got it, they kicked it, but not everybody has that.
Right.
Some people go out and just, I find it very much a big rush, really.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
A rush. The silence.
Yeah.
It's like, looking down on a cliff.
Right, right.
It's just really, it's very exhilarating.
Yeah. What about you two? Any more tips from you two?
Me, I start differently than most people. I usually roll on stage,
You roll?
He does.
Once I roll on stage, I almost hit Rizal and fall down. But it makes it even funnier because I'm the hyper type. So
right.
I can't just keep still and say my prayers.
Yeah.
So I'll just don't be too, go by the script. When you're preparing for your set, it's good to know what points you want to deliver. Don't go through script because if you go through your script and when it's not working, you keep going on through the script and it's not working, it's going to be a disaster. Just remember the main point and try to... The first person you can see, because it's quite bright on stage, just say hello, how are you? It'll be a good introduction.
Right.
So that's how I do it.
Ice breaking.
I find it's helpful if you record your set, and then you can go back and look at it and say, oh, I thought, you know, I was doing well there. Actually, it was too draggy. You know, you learn a lot when you watch back, or even if you listen back to the audio recording. Mm. And that helps a lot. Mm.
And such hardworking comics, you two. Making me feel bad, you know.
I was like, yeah, just breathe. Just breathe.
You guys are really... No, see, I mean, that's the beauty about having guys like Sim and Aaron, because they're really passionate about the craft. Most people come out and do open mic, they just want to, you know, it's just a bucket list thing, yeah. Which is great also. But, you know, I mean, in trying to cultivate a community, you want people to stay on and diligently keep working at it. And these two, are like, 4 years ago? Four years.
Almost
man.
4 years, yeah.
And they hold it down, man. They hold it down for, like, you know, good 10 minutes now, these guys. You know,
I mean, for beginners, you know, after telling your first joke, if you can't remember the second joke and you get stuck and you're on stage, what do you do then?
Breathe.
And walk off.
So you can just be honest about it. You can tell the audience, I'm completely blanked out, and then, you know, you just,
yeah, it'll be funny.
Just be honest. They'll forgive you for it. You know.
I think, you know, there is a certain level, and there has to be a certain level of respect from the audience to the person who stood up on the stage as well. Mm. And if you, like you say, if you're genuinely honest with somebody, and you know, I forgot what I was supposed to say. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there will be a laugh, and there'll be that kind of compassion and the empathy.
That's right.
For a bit.
That's right.
Before they like mercilessly take you down. And
yeah, it's like, okay, come on now, entertain me now.
Right.
But the audience in Malaysia have always been like, you know, nice.
They are very, very polite.
Do you think that's like a sticking point though? Would you prefer if the audience were a little bit more
criticism?
Yeah, no. Critical.
Sometimes I would. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a little bit of, you know,
challenge.
Yeah, challenge. You know, some audiences can be overzealous. But that doesn't mean that they'll fall for just anything as well.
Right.
You still got to bring out the goods, you know. And even then, also sometimes you can have a bit of fun as well. Yeah. You know, it brings out the fun. But having a nice, like, it doesn't matter. Numbers don't matter. Mm, mm. You can have one night of 7 to 10 people, and you have another night of 30 to 60, 80 people. That 7 to 10 people could be much more electric than just in terms of their energy, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, heckling. Although in the general rule it's not encouraged, but sometimes positive heckling can come out.
Yeah.
Real moments, and you catch them and you give it to the guy who heckled, like, hey, that was a good one. You know, but or sometimes a bad heckle can come out and intentionally or unintentionally, and then it's up to the comic to sort of neutralize that, you know, whatever attention that was brought, just cut it.
Right.
You know, that is like the holy grail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That moment.
Yeah.
I've seen crowd work is such a tough thing, man.
Like, I mean, I have seen comics back in the UK. First time people have got up and done their work. And there's been hecklers right from the minute they've opened their mouth.
Yeah.
And you know this person has really struggled to get up on stage for the first time. And that one first phrase, they've just spat it out and the hecklers come straight out.
Yeah.
And you know that person in their heart is like, why the... have you said something right now?
Yeah.
You know, and you know in their head all they want to do is just swear at that guy or just bring him down immediately.
Yeah.
And you kind of have this little dance going off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're like, you're on the side of the comic, other times you're on the side of the heckler, and you kind of sit there in the audience going, I don't know which is funnier right now. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. All right.
So I think it's the weather in the UK, Richard. It's cold, it's just like,
we're
oh.
We're all a bit damp, that's the problem, right? Yeah. So you were speaking about challenges earlier on then.
Mm.
So how about if we were to kind of put you in the shoes of a first-time comic? Right, so I'm assuming that the three of you have kind of you've kind of crafted your sets to a degree, and you obviously you get up and you do your pieces, your set pieces or whatever. How about if we threw you a curveball and kind of gave you a topic and said, right, give us a minute's worth of material, see what you can riff on it. How about that?
Let's go.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. I mean, you know.
For fun, for fun.
I don't know how Aaron's gonna do his rolling around intro.
Do you need sound effect? Do you need sound effect?
I don't know if you can somersault.
I can give you a drum roll. That's about as much as I've got.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. So we just pick a topic out at random. Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Milo.
Milo is from Australia. And nobody in Australia actually drinks Milo. They don't because they know better. I have gout because of Milo.
Mm.
I think so. I think I developed gout because of Milo. Yeah, because I was at one point just. I'm not gonna say how I ate my Milo. Because that could mean something very incriminating, especially when you're referring to powder. so I'll leave it at that. But you can have, I had so much Milo. I said I had gout, you know, and I had limp. You know, when I had gout, I had to carry crutches and... Carry crutches. Did I say carry crutches?
You did say
carry
crutches.
Nobody carries crutches. I just walk around carrying crutches. And I do have this bit. Ah, no, I see it. See, I segued into an actual bit that I do
I
on stage.
You were going into Australians.
Eh? Whatever. I know, right? Yeah. I was going to say, we could. And Richard's English, so that would be easy.
Whatever Milo you're drinking, I want some of it.
He didn't say he was drinking it, he said it's powdered. He used
it. Hey, we moved on from there. But yeah, I do this bit about having gout, the fact that when I use crutches on stage, you know, sometimes when I'm limping. And it's not a very macho excuse for carrying crutches or limping. People usually will say something like, oh, you know, I pushed a kid out of harm's way and a motorcycle ran over my foot. Or, you know, I kicked a purse snatcher in the ribs and shattered my shins. Oh, no, you know, what's your reason for having gout? Milo just messed me up, you know. how long was that?
That was about 2 minutes. That was pretty ding ding. All right. How about vending machines and no mention of Japan?
Vending machines and no mention of Japan. We'll see. Vending machines was actually not created in Japan, you know. Mm. Basically, it was created here because when the Japanese came over during the Japanese occupation, they saw where we throw rubbish, right? They said, like, hey, we need to set up a place. We call it a vending machine. So we set up the place where you have to put cans or whatever you can into this huge box. Then you just press, you know, press. Then they press, they saw the sound. Oh, you got the sound. Tekan. So that's how actually the word tekan came out also. It's not a Malay word. It's a Japanese term one, you know. So they tekan. Then suddenly Tamagotchi come out. Tamagotchi come out. Then we just take the Tamagotchi go. Pokemon go somehow. You know. Then when they take the Pokemon, then they just go. Then they say, hey, just go. Just go. That's how the term actually came out. You see, everything start in Malaysia. Got Japanese people, got just go, got vending machine, got tekan, and then go. So anything you want, Malaysia is the best place for inspiration. Now we've got vending machine, what else you want?
I feel like I've just been shot by a barrage of machines.
Oh my God.
Now you know what it's like.
My word. Okay.
Sim, yes, your turn now.
What do we think about now? We've had Milo, we've had vending machines. Men who wear tight t-shirts.
Men who wear tight t-shirts.
Ah.
Yeah, generally they are men about my age, I think. 40 plus, and they shouldn't do it because they don't have the body for it. And I sometimes do it because like my laundry is mixed up with my son's. He's 9 years old. And so I go out and then people think like, you know, that uncle looks a little bit badass, but also a little bit gay. I'm sorry.
Which is nothing wrong of being with, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
No. I'm not talking about that, but the other word, you know, you might have to bleep out. But generally, don't do it is what I'd say.
So the advice is don't do it, buy from Tekken vending machines, and don't snort so much money.
Buy a t-shirt from Jusco.
And buy a t-shirt from Jusco. That's what we've got from this session. Oh, well done, lads. Thank you very much. That was good fun. Right, we're going to take a very short break, of course. We'll be back in a minute with news from page two, maybe. And, of course, Smarty Pants. That should be interesting. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Time. Let's do it. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
The unprepared Adeline Chung, who has not read her story that she's about to deliver in News from Page 2, just like everybody who's getting up for the first time to do One Mic Stand. And, of course, it's the 200th episode. We'll be celebrating that tomorrow over at...
Jaya 1, in Section 13, Petaling Jaya. Jalan University. Yeah, I can't.
You
be
are
any
just
more
as
specific,
tired after, after Aaron's kind of that, barrage as
that,
well.
That
right?
was yeah, that was tiring.
That was tiring, man. Seriously.
And we are giving away a pair of tickets to the 200th episode of One Mic Stand at PJ Live Arts Jaya One. Now the question is, which year was One Mic Stand founded? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Now, I've got a news story for News from Page 2, and I'm pretty sure that we could all use this one story rather than just using two, okay. Right? Because I know you've not prepared yours, right?
Well,
I mean, you've
okay.
got it, but you've not read it, right? Let's be honest. Let's be honest with the listeners. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
I read half.
Let's
okay.
look deep
I'm
inside.
I'm very honest.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Okay. You read half.
Yeah. So are you doing
well,
your story?
Well,
what's your story?
As a group.
Okay.
As a group. We'll
okay,
do
go
our
on,
story.
Go on.
Hang on a minute. I've got to get the sound effects right. Come on.
Also, who's unprepared now? breathe, dude. Breathe.
Right. So it's a story about police behavior. Right? Specifically in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So as we know, they've got a new prime minister, and he's very kind of hardcore, very strict. You know,
and he's old.
What do you mean old?
He's about
57 or
something.
No.
I spoke to a lady. She's from Philippines. Uh-huh. And he said that he's one of the oldest prime minister.
Okay.
I thought they're all
I thought they're all getting on.
He's about 70 plus.
Okay. But what we do know is that he's very kind of hardcore on crime, and we've seen a bunch of criminals been murdered and left at the side of the street, you know,
right.
for crimes that arguably shouldn't deserve that kind of punishment. But anyway, what he's kind of ordered is a decree on police that they can no longer, whilst they're in public, pick their nose or take selfies.
Oh.
Right?
That was
this is a decree coming down from top. So, I mean, I'm just kind of looking around the world at different police forces and their behavior, right? You know, let's not just focus on one area or one region, perhaps. But, you know, specifically, if we were to look at certain regions, what kind of behavior have we seen worldwide where, you know, a prime minister or a president would have to say to his police force, can you just stop shoving your finger up your nose for a minute? Can you just stop taking selfies, please? During the floods in the Philippines, the problem was these coppers were going up, and with their flood victims, this is the guy I rescued, Snap. Can you imagine? It's not right, right?
No, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, so I mean, what other advice would we give to police officers about their behavior, you know?
Well, I think if you want to dig your nose, maybe dig with a tissue.
A tissue.
Or a napkin.
Uh-huh.
It's more decent, it's more polite. And
right,
just hide
right,
yourself
right. Uh-huh.
and not in public.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or go to the toilet. If there's no toilet, just go to one corner and just do your thing, you know? If you want to
see, you're taking this story seriously. I can see that, you know?
No, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm delivering it as a bit of fun. And you're
I never knew there was such a posh way to dig your nose. I thought, digging your nose is digging your nose.
Wipe it on whatever surface you can find. You know.
I brought my special napkin for my nose.
They're called a handkerchief, you know? With the top pocket. But no, I mean...
So, guys, what do you think?
What do I think?
I have my own take.
I always thought, like, picking your nose was just something you did when, like, people weren't looking, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I don't...
You think so?
Yeah, so I never thought it'd be a problem anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
But these guys have been caught on camera, apparently.
Taking selfies while
picking their
and
nose.
I think I read a story. They can't. You can't even stand with just one feet.
Yeah, that was the other thing. You're not allowed to be seen in public standing on one leg. So no Milo for them.
I mean, first of all, you've got to probably have like nothing else going on to enforce these kind of laws.
Right,
right.
Right.
You've got nothing else, but, you know. But the thing is, I find it a bit. Withholding.
Spit it out.
Withholding. When I want to, you know, discuss the police force of another country.
Mm-mm. I put you on a spot, haven't I?
Yeah, you have not,
right,
Richard.
Yeah, right.
But okay, what's the rigid? So, why? What was the reason?
Well,
why?
No, I mean, the thing is, I read about some of the other kind of rules that they've thrown down, and these are they're not allowed to play online games.
Like Pokemon.
You're supposed to be working and policing a country, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't smoke. You can't chew gum during your shift. And the list also is very specific in that if you have a bodily itch, it must remain unscratched whilst on duty. Mm. This is
chewing gum, so you're going to have bad breath. And if someone approach the police officer asking for help...
They can't scratch an itch.
No chewing gum. Singapore, I understand. But.
Yeah, Singapore, I understand. And I thought it was a Singapore story. I was like, no, it's Philippines.
Philippines.
Like, why?
Yeah. Why?
I mean, like, why having these kind of rules in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's just a general set of rules, but this guy
who's
in charge of the country...
You can't even scratch,
it's a bit scary, right?
Yeah.
A Singaporean's going to say, like, wow, that's fascist.
Oh, and they would actually follow. You never know.
Either that or they say, it's given me an idea. You know? Right, we're going to move on then. We've got Smarty Pants coming up, and there's three of them. So let's see how well this goes. It sounds like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty
Pants. You're all jumping in for this, then, I assume.
By right? the way, that little, what was that? That little jingle, what do you call
jingle.
That?
Smarty Pants. Jingle, yeah.
That
yeah.
little jingle, it was so, I just looked at, it just so suits Aaron. it sounds like an arcade with
the
yeah.
This one.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty there you go, yeah.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Thanks a lot for playing it again.
You're welcome. Like, I can see how much you're enjoying it. That's what I do.
I'm gonna go to sleep now. And like,
dude, you know what? I might even send you the file so you can have it as your ringtone.
Yeah.
I am
it
here.
Will be Aaron's ringtone.
I am here to entertain you. Right then, 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, say skip. You all know the rules. Right, ready? Your 3 minutes start now. Blaze, bubble, and shootout are all terms used in which card game, blackjack or poker?
Blackjack.
Poker. Which fictional character utters the word Shazam to transform into a comic book hero Captain Marvel? Is it Billy Batson or Wade Wilson?
Wade Wilson.
Billy Batson.
You're doing great.
You three are good.
That's funny.
Which was the Star Wars film that was released in 2008? Was it Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith?
Come on, nerds.
Revenge of the Sith.
Attack of the Clones.
Thanks for the record.
Yes.
What is the tallest steel arch bridge in the world? Is it the Sydney Harbour Bridge or Devil's Bridge?
The Devil's Bridge.
Oh, Sydney Harbour Bridge. What is
I see
the,
what we're
now,
doing.
Listen carefully. What is the art of preparing, stuffing, and mounting the skins of animals for a display called? Is it dolling or taxidermy?
Taxidermy.
Way, well
what
done.
Are you doing? What are you doing?
What you that, Aaron, it. You ruined it. You ruined it, dude.
In which US state is Cape Cod? Is it Massachusetts or Delaware?
Delaware.
Massachusetts. In the children's story Peter Pan, what is Captain Hook's first name? James or Samuel?
Samuel.
It's James. Which actress starred as Fox, the female assassin, in the 2008 movie Wanted? Was it Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner.
No. Which sport is featured in the 1992 film The Mighty Ducks? Is it ice hockey or baseball?
Baseball.
Correct. No, it's ice hockey. In Greek mythology, who is the messenger god? Dionysius or Hermes?
Dionysius.
It's Hermes. Which nuts are traditionally given as wedding favors to a bride's guests? Almonds or cashews?
Cashews.
It's almonds. Odette is a character in which ballet? Cinderella or Swan Lake?
Cinderella.
Oh, no. British, this is so good. British actor Colin Firth acted in which movie? Was it The Kingsman, The Secret Service, or Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy?
Soldier Spy.
No. In fashion, hobble, pencil, and dirndl are all types of what? Shirts or skirts?
Shirts.
It's skirts. So what colour is the inner cross on the national flag of Iceland? Is it white or red?
Red.
Well done, correct.
why, Sim? Why?
Sorry.
30 seconds. Gelotology is the study of the effect of what on the human body? Laughter and humour or sorrow and sadness?
Sorrow and sadness.
It's laughter and humour. What colour is the skin of a kumquat? Is it orange or red?
What's kumquat? Oh, red.
It's orange.
Oh, no.
Even your. Why don't you join in? What is a person who makes barrels or casks called? Are they a cooper or a lockstock?
Cooper.
Correct. Well done.
Well done.
Well. I don't even think we have 5 incorrect answers to go through. In fact, no, we do have 5 incorrect answers. I'm pretty sure that is almost the worst score we've had so far.
Yes!
Almost. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how badly
we need
these three
study
did.
Harder.
Yeah. Stay in school, kids. Stay in school. Be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
These three have been...
Rizal.
This is...
Aaron.
Ow! And
Sim Tong.
So just before the break then...
Wow, they did great.
They did...
Superb. Superb.
It's not very often we get people who intentionally tried to do their worst, but I loved it.
Were we?
And so they were cheering. Each time when you get an incorrect
And then
answer.
You joined in as well. So, you know, it's a little bit of a game. Let's go through... Do we even need to go through all of the ones they got wrong?
I don't know. It's too many.
It's too many. How many did we get through in the end? 20 what? 26?
Not even 26. It's 18. 18 questions.
It felt like forever.
How about we call out the ones... We bring out the ones that we got correct and we call out the person who gave the correct answer.
I think that's a good
and
idea.
I would say each of you gave each one correct answer.
So we got three right.
Let's do that. That's a better idea.
So the right answer?
Correct. Go on.
Okay, so what color is the inner cross on the national flag of Iceland? The answer is red.
That was Sim. Well done.
Sim.
I thought that was England.
What is the art preparing, stuffing, and mounting the skins of animals for display called? Taxidermy. I think it was Aaron. Aaron answered it. And what is a person who makes barrels or cask called? It's Cooper. So I think Rizal didn't answer anything correct.
Yeah, see? I'm consistent.
So let's have a drum roll at least. Aaron, do you want to get roll in the studio? I want to use the phrase popping up, but I know it's going to sound wrong, so I won't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this got 3 points.
Well, I don't know if congratulations is the word, but congratulations. Well done. Yay. Whoa. Well done, boys. But no, thank you very much for coming in, sharing knowledge and generally having a laugh with us. Every time you guys come in, it's always good fun.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for supporting the local comedy scene.
Absolute pleasure. Now, tell us about this event, finally. So when people want to get their tickets, where can they get them from? How much are they? Whatever.
Well, the event is at PGLA Live Arts, and you can get your tickets from tix.my, and it's Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, in fact, but it's tomorrow in particular is episode 200, where we have a selected lineup. The contestants from the Short and Sweet Malaysia competition from KLPAC will be joining the lineup. Myself, I will be there. I'll be doing a set. NGB Labrador from the Philippines.
Brilliant.
Nice. Will be on the lineup as well.
Ask him about the policeman and the picking the nose thing. Just curious about that.
I'm sure that'll be in his set.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. As usual, we've got some silly facts we're going to share at the end of the show. Adeline, what do you have?
About homeless. So the homeless of Tokyo sleep in 24-hour internet cafes since it's cheaper than paying rent.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that happening here as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Mine is that at one time, dueling with... wax bullets used to be a thing in the Olympic Games.
Wax bullets.
I think they should bring that back. That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah, wax bullets. They used to shoot each other with wax bullets. Anyway, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in. If you have been taking part in the giveaway, we better reveal the answer. We're going to ask the fellas and put them on the spot again. What year was
One Mic Stand founded?
2012.
Well, all right. Then. Debate over. If you answered correctly, you may well be hearing from us at the end of the show.
Finally, Rizal answered correct.
Yeah. I forget. 4 years ago. 4 years is a long time.
It is. It's slept since then. All right. We're going to say goodnight. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.